example, transformers, differences in installation and temperature, basically resistance on those. Power supplies that shut down properly when you short them out rather than blow out your power supply, maybe your motherboard. The flammability of plastic connectors and flammability of components inside the power supply so that your house won't catch fire if one does go up in smoke. The number of cables that come out of it so you can connect lots of hard disks, floppy drives, CD-ROMs, all that sort of stuff. Some of them only give you a couple of cables and then say, there you go and buy Y connectors next time you want to add something to it.
Do you find any that are very sort of vulnerable to surges or produce like low? Like, I mean, I've got a power supply. I had a power supply in my previous machine. It used to drive me nuts because I had to turn off. I had a zip drive hooked up as well.
Yeah.
And when I had the zip drive hooked up, the computer wouldn't start because the power supply just went, oh, there's a bit too much going on here.
There you go.
And
that's
your
right.
zip drive had its own power supply. It was only that it was using the port at the back.
Well, that's always possible.
Crazy.
In fact, you might find even that there's earthing problems or something like that. So when you connect stuff on the back end of it, which might be earthed, and I've heard the same happening with printers as well. Printers stopping computers from starting up. It's quite amazing, actually. And that's,
no,
that's
no, irritating. Irritating.
Not amazing, irritating, you're right. There's also other things like smoothing capacitors inside the power supplies, which basically keep your capacity, you know, during peak loads and stuff like that. They can dry up. Their capacitance can actually drop over a period of time, or they can totally fail, and you will pay more for good quality ones there.
So how do I
the other issues about surge suppressant, like you were saying, some of them do have actually lots and lots of little surge compression components in them, and it does actually make them more resilient to spikes.
And you do want that, because spikes, I don't know if it's just me, but I've noticed particularly since the whole power grid has been privatized.
You get that same feeling, do you?
Spikes is just so much more regular.
A few people have been saying that.
Yeah, I know it's a real neat, nerdy kind of thing, but no, seriously, it seems to be happening a lot more.
I think you're right.
You know, variance in output with regards to electricity.
Yeah, my personal feeling is that. I mean, I can't be sure, but I've had the same impression. We've probably had more power spikes in the last 6 months than what we've had in 6 years, probably, I would have thought. But power supplies, actually, this is one of the interesting things. They're covered by the power authorities as what they call, magically, non-prescribed equipment, which basically means that you do not need to get really testing certification done on a power supplies, and it basically means that you can sell almost just about anything as long as you're comfortable selling those. So all the people who think that, hey, you know, they wouldn't be selling it in Australia if it wasn't safe and it wasn't good, whatever, no, guess again. Now, safety is an issue. Imagine if you went to hospital and you might get zapped by a computer.
That's happened to me.
I've
got someone on the phone who's got a practical question.
There's a lot to get through.
Yeah, he's got a 486 and he wants to upgrade to a Pentium.
It has nothing to do with the power supply, has it?
Only a little bit. Are you going to tell us soon?
Next week, maybe?
Well, next week we have talk back.
Okay.
You know, that way we can actually do it properly rather than do it half.
Keep on going, Doc.
Go, doctor.
Okie dokie. Okay, now imagine, like, you go to a hospital and you get electrocuted. You wouldn't like that. Imagine your kids go to school and they get flamed by a computer and get their fingers burned off. You wouldn't like that. Or you go to a shop and you come out dead.
Imagine eating salami and getting sick.
Salmonella and stuff like that, because people just don't do the right thing. Now, all these sort of things can happen. And if you're maybe a hospital or a school or whatever and you're conscious about getting sued by people, I suppose if they're dead, you can't get sued. But if they might survive, you could get sued. You might want to get a good quality power supply. Now, take the inside information from an importer like us. Here it is. Here's some examples on what you can pay for power supply. Let's say 200 watt, what they call in Taiwan non-safety.
Non-safety.
Case and power supply.
Is that a feature or a benefit?
It's cheap. They're about $80 ex-tax for case and power supply. A 200 watt CE certified. You can look on the power supply.
CE.
CE. Actually, I've never worked it out. There is a certification
global
for CE.
Thing,
probably an American.
One explode in your face.
You're looking about $85 ex-tax. And then for what they call a TUV, ULSANCE, and the TUV being a German test lab thing, pretty high-end stuff. I can't remember what it is. It's sort of a transport name or something.
The good stuff.
In Rhineland.
Putting good stuff.
That's right. You can pick up a case and power supply of those for about $90 ex-tax. Now, that's not a big price difference. But here's some of the stuff. Now, TUV is similar to the international and especially the European IEC 950 standard, which is similar to the Australian AS3260. That's an Australian standard, 3260. And the precedent does your 3351 or something.
33 and 30.
Now, does your computer actually have an Australian certification? You probably find it doesn't, and the Australian one is one of the toughest. Now, let's say at Micronica, for example, you know, we do have power supplies, and you can also get power supplies with temperature-regulated fans, which might want to keep dust and take down and also reduce the noise.
It's
and also
like a mad thing, like a
sleeve and ball-bearing fans, which basically make them last longer.
Is your sleeve and ball-bearing fan ready?
And a good quality power supply, let's say 250-watt power supply with TUV, AS3260, temperature-regulated fan, ball-bearing fans, can cost you actually $90 ex-tax, which is more than, let's say, a standard old 200-watt power supply and case. So, and also beware of things like 220-watt power supplies, etc. 10% difference from 200 watts seems a little bit realistic and fine to cut, so I don't know that they're really 220 watts as opposed to, let's say, 200 watts, whatever. And that's it from me, because we've got to finish off and maybe price update next week, the $300 price drop.
I heard! Pentiums are getting really cheap.
Yeah,
it's the time to buy.
Okay, I'll tell you the P166, it's down $100 this week, and the P200, it's down $310 ex-tax this week.
I'm telling you, it's because of the MMX.
I had this Metwurst garlic the other day, almost killed me. Anyway, we hope you enjoyed the show, because we've got to make room for the next show.